Hello and welcome to episode sweet 16 of the Oz Effect podcast. I'm your host, Heath Aston. Hope you had a great week and it's great to have you with us again tonight. Now, this week we have an unknown megacraft that was apparently seen over the city of Melbourne in Australia, a ghostly video that's been taken in a Perth front yard, there's an angel-like spaceship that's been seen near the sun, and we have an underground city found under an underground city. And our main topic tonight is following up on what's proven to be a pretty popular one for us. When I covered lake monsters, I had a lot of fun finding out about them and the legends from all around the world. But tonight we're going bigger and possibly badder. Yep, we're out on the high seas in old ships and new ones and looking at some of the legendary horrors of the deep. But first to our news, and we start out in Melbourne, Australia, where an Australian UFO hunter has reported sighting what he describes as being an alien megastructure hovering in the sky over the city. Now, UFO Lou reports on a YouTube that was loaded up back on November 13th about a massive triangle UFO that was seen hovering in the night sky. Now, according to this prolific UFO hunter, the alien megastructure was static in the sky, and it appeared in the sky and remained visible for a few minutes before vanishing completely. UFO Lou writes, "I've never seen anything like this before. The object seems static. It simply appears, lasts a few minutes, and then vanishes. It was massive in size." Now, this YouTube documentary, if you want to call it that, has sparked an online debate about the nature of the alien megastructure UFO. Some YouTube users are convinced that the UFO was a physical object hovering in the sky over Melbourne, but UFO Lou suggested it was probably an optical phenomenon. Now, he admits you can't rule out the possibility that it may be some sort of reflection, but many viewers have gone more, let's say, the Star Trek type option and said that it was a physical UFO that was cloaked, but then uncloaked suddenly. Now, if you know your Star Trek, you know that the Klingons were famous for cloaking their ships and then suddenly uncloaking them. Apparently, a lot of people do believe that UFOs do have some sort of cloaking technology, and it's widely regarded as being a method that aliens allegedly use to camouflage their spacecraft, and also by simulating clouds as well. Now, given that I actually live in Melbourne, and I was in Melbourne on November 13th, this is the first I've heard of it coming up on these websites, so I'm not too sure about the quality of his video or actually how truthful it might be. It looks kind of interesting what he's taken footage of, and then he's then taken some thermal imagery as well, which seems to show some sort of heat signature. He's got the video, as usual. We'll post the links in the show notes for you. Just look for podcast episode 16. See what you think about it. But I haven't heard of anyone in Melbourne talking about this at all. So at the moment, I think we'll have to be a little bit skeptical about this one. However, our next story has a video that's playing out in a Perth front yard, Perth being the capital of Western Australia, and a gentleman has found he's had his CCTV on over the front yard where he's had his cars parked in a normal residential street, and in some of the footage, there is a strange ghost-like apparition that appears for a few seconds. It flitters and floats around. It kind of looks like, say, a person possibly in like a white shirt. It darts across quickly from one side of the driveway to the other, moving very fast, and then vanishes, only to reappear a few seconds later, move around again near one of the cars, and then vanish yet again. Now, the owner of the house claims that this is a 100% ghost. So, he claims that no one was around the yard, and while he does concede there is the possibility that it might have been actually, to say, a moth up close to the camera, other than that, it really doesn't look like a moth, to be honest, even close up. I suppose with maybe a little reflection on it, it might. But very spooky looking video. Reminds me of the one from a few years back where the person caught the odd figure walking across their front yard, which was very strange as well. As always, we'll have that video there. So take a look at it and see what you think. It's very faint to see the ghost moving around, but it is clear. You can see it there. And it actually does look more two-dimensional than three, so it's certainly an odd little piece of footage there, but worth a look. Now, our next article takes us off-planet, and we're at the sun this time, where a huge UFO has been seen close to the sun. It's being called the Angel of the Sun, and that's a salute to the Angel of the North, which is a huge statue in the United Kingdom of a man standing with his arms outstretched and seeming to have wings attached to his arms. It's near one of the highways there. And this statue has the same sort of upright middle piece and a large square cross piece as well. And on some of the footage that NASA have uploaded with regards to their recordings of the sun and monitoring of the sun, UFO watchers have been examining it and they've seen this very bright, very detailed and well-defined structure, which is what's given this one its name. And they're claiming that it is a UFO. If it was some sort of natural phenomena or something moving close to the sun, they would have expected it to have been far more irregular in its shape. However, a lot of alien conspiracists are believing that a superior race has mastered the technology to overcome being vaporized by the sun's cosmic rays, and that fleets of planet-sized craft regularly refuel at our very own sun. It's a very simplistic design. It doesn't look like anything complicated. It's very bright, very white. You could put that down to maybe being super hot from the sun, or else getting a lot of the sun glare, similar to what our moon gets, I would suppose. But people are saying that the ship does look very white, and there are darker outlines that define what areas are cold. Now, NASA has chosen not to comment, because as always, if they did, it would never stop. Every month we get one of these or two of these. There's been another one also, I know, a pop-up on Twitter recently from the International Space Station where one of the astronauts tweeted a photo over India, and in one corner there's a couple of small lights up there as well. And once again, who knows, it could be an atmospheric condition that's reflecting those lights. But if NASA really did try and address all of these, I don't think they'd ever get any work done. And our final story tonight, we've got an underground city under an underground city. Those of you that have ever played Assassin's Creed Revelations, or those that know of Cappadocia in Turkey, know of a giant underground city there where people lived for a large period of time, a fully fledged city with shops, roads, housing, and all the facilities. They've actually gone and found another city under that city. And that one was actually a permanent place rather than somewhere that people lived for a few years before moving on. It's actually changing the way we're looking at history, and they've just started investigating what this underground city may have actually held, and hopefully it'll give us some insight as to how people did live in the ancient past. Some fantastic photos here. It's a really interesting looking place. It's got at least 7 kilometres of tunnels, hidden churches and escape galleries dating back nearly 5,000 years. Many people had lived in the Cappadocian area, and it's about roughly 100 square miles, and it's got more than 200 underground villages and tunnel towns in the area, complete with hidden passages, secret rooms and ancient temples. And it's a remarkably storied history of each new civilization building on the work of the last. So Cappadocia is one of those places that every archaeologist wants to get their hands on, and now they've gone and discovered even more. They'll certainly be keeping busy there for the next few years, I'm sure. I always like to post a little bit of history just to give you an idea that what we know now doesn't always mean we know everything, even about our own past when we've recorded it. So while you ponder that, we're just going to take a short break, and then we're going searching for the legends of the deep. You're with The Oz Effect. Welcome back. Now, I'm sure many of us have seen the film Clash of the Titans that quote comes from, with Zeus telling Hades to release the mighty Kraken from the hidden depths. And who amongst us hasn't ever had gone and said, "Release the Kraken," over something? But thanks to Liam Neeson for that quote. And who says the Oz Effect podcast doesn't get big names for you to listen to? Look, it was a great action movie. I certainly loved it. But did you know that the Kraken is actually a Scandinavian legend rather than a Greek one? Now, it's said to dwell off the coasts of Norway and Greenland, and scientists believe